Oh, g'day, Roo. Thursday morning, my favourite day of the week.
Oh, especially when it's 21 degrees when you get into the car.
It was warm this morning.
5 o'clock.
But you know, it's going to be an unusual day. There are warnings everywhere today about dust storms. And in fact, I heard a police officer overnight say, pull over. It's going to be so bad in some areas you won't even be able to see.
Yeah, don't pull
and
over.
Saying, and pull over and get off the road.
Don't pull over and stop in the middle of the road.
No.
Pull over. Right to the side and be very, very careful.
So I think they're talking more country areas. So if you're on country roads, they're saying visibility could be that bad, you'll need to pull over. So, yeah, just don't do anything silly today. If it is that bad, get out the way and wait until it blows over.
Yep, she's going to be a hot one, 30 degrees, and then rain tomorrow. Yep. We've got a big show. The Angels coming up. Limo's going to join us as well. We're giving away Powerball tickets for everyone who gets through to the show today and throughout the station all day today. It's $150 million if you haven't heard.
A record here in Australia. So big, big morning coming up. Roo and Ditts on Triple M.
Triple M. Roo and Ditts. Top three things you need to know.
Oh, Roo, I've got good news for you. When you take Sarah out on your next date night, all right, there's going to be, you've got to travel to Melbourne for this, but I wonder if it'll come to Adelaide, an ABBA restaurant.
An ABBA restaurant.
An ABBA-themed restaurant is coming to Melbourne, coming to Australia. And Benny from ABBA is actually involved in it. He's investing money in it. But you'll go and have dinner in this restaurant. Yeah, it's all themed around Mamma Mia. And there'll be an ABBA band playing as well. So you'll have your dinner and, not in the background, I'm sure it'll be quite loud, but there'll be an ABBA sort of little musical going on whilst you have your dinner.
Wow.
Because I've told you before, in London, Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones has a Rolling Stones restaurant. Yeah. Which I've been to because I love
the one where
stuff.
You sat and sat and sat and sat.
I
and
sat there for a couple of years until he walked in, and then I went, "Okay, I've seen him now." I was that excited, but yeah. So an ABBA restaurant, Roo. Next time we're in Melbourne,
look out.
Yeah,
not a bad idea if you're an ABBA fan.
Now you've said to me a couple of times over the journey, "I'd love to buy an old Monaro."
Yes,
you're really keen on them, aren't you?
I would. I do.
All right,
like
I've found you one. I've got you one.
What do you mean you found
one? Right, go to Grays Online. What's the date today? The bidding starts tomorrow. Right, the 20th of September,
19th of the 9th,
and you've got 5 days to bid. The first Peter Brock Monaro, he drove this in 1969 around Mount Panorama. He finished third. It was his first ever Bathurst, and this is the first Monaro, Roo. However, you might have to
do I have to win Powerball first?
You might. They're saying anywhere upwards of $500,000 for the first Peter Brock Monaro, and it's the shape that you like, isn't it?
Yeah, the roundish one, the HGHTHK models. Okay, so we just have to rustle up half a mil.
Half a mil.
Right.
Okay,
let's get to work. Let's get to work on that.
We could buy one of the wheels.
It could go for more than that. A lot of the Monaros are going for those sort of dollars these days. So good work, Ditts. Good spotting. Thanks for thinking of me.
Nah, no worries.
I'm now sure we've already Sarah mentioned. Sarah will be very happy if I bring that home.
We've already mentioned the dust storm, but the other thing about not only being careful on the roads, but they're saying if you are an asthma sufferer, a hay fever sufferer, which I am, I think Alice the Wag is, we'll all be sneezing all day apparently. So the dust is going to come in from the north and engulf Adelaide.
This is going to happen all summer with the drought, and a lot of people in the city don't think about it, but we're at the end of winter at the moment having dust storms.
Right.
Wait till March.
Oh, great.
It'll be
can't wait.
Several times worse. So
I'll be just sneezing for the next 4 months.
You'll be sneezing for 6 months, dude.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Now, have you heard about this unfortunate news reporter in the United States?
No, what happened?
The story sort of speaks for itself, but the poor girl was flustered. They crossed live to this reporter. Have a listen.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
Yeah, right. So, inconsiderate bastard he is.
Oh, you got to front the media. You got to be honest.
Well, he died and he bloody didn't make a comment or anything.
Keep chasing him.
Can we just hear that again?
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
Right, come on, answer your phone,
You've got to talk, mate. You've got to get it off your chest.
Tell us what happened. You're the eyewitness. You were there.
Well, she's going to keep chasing, though, Ditson. You've got to give her credit for that.
That's right. She's a gun reporter. Dude. All right, that's what's making news around the place. Roo and Ditts on Triple M.
Statman up next.
What a goal!
Roo and Ditts Overnight Sports.
The four-person coaching selection panel has been announced at the Crows. Now, you're a part of it, Roo. Also, Andrew Fagan, the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And you've added James Podsiadly, former player, and former 36ers coach Phil Smyth. Andrew Fagan spoke yesterday on the Rush Hour.
Phil's helped us out before.
Yep.
So he's been involved in some of our other coach searches and just brings, I guess, a slightly different view. He's obviously had a a wealth of experience in professional sport, you know, primarily obviously in the sport of basketball, you know, won championships there, has obviously played and coached. But he's also, I'm not sure everyone knows this, but he's also spent a lot of time within the AFL industry. So yeah, look, he just brings a different set of eyes. So it was great to have him involved again.
So Roo, do you have a time frame or not?
What's that?
On selecting a coach.
Oh, well, you don't want to take any longer than you have to, but you don't want to rush it either, Dit. Yep. So just get on with it and get into it and do your research and find the coach as quick as you can without, you know, rushing it.
Yep. All right. Gee, everyone's having their say about giant Toby Green, aren't they? He will face the appeals board tonight in a bid to play this weekend.
Yeah, they even brought it up at Spud's funeral yesterday.
You're kidding.
No. Wayne Campbell, who's the GWS footy manager, used to be captain at Richmond when Spud was coach. He called out to Gil McLaughlin to get it changed while he was up there speaking, in a funny way, yeah. I must admit. But they're going to all sorts of lengths to get that one changed. I think it will, actually. I think they'll overturn it tonight.
Mm. All right. Lockie Henderson looks like the favourite to replace Tom Hawkins in the Geelong forward line.
Yep, he's a good player. Just been in the twos a bit, so good player to come in for the Tomahawk.
Now, this is great news. Ticket sales for the SANFL Grand Final between Glenelg and Port Adelaide are going absolutely through the roof. They're saying they're double the sales right now that say at the same time last year, if you know what I mean, which is great. So they were expecting a bumper crowd, well over 40,000. The Bays haven't won a flag since 86 when Graham Corns went back-to-back
as coach.
That's
huge, isn't it?
And wonderful article on Nick Chigwidden in the paper today in the Advertiser. I'm good friends with Chiggy, and seriously, they were going to close the doors at Glenelg, and you remember that.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
and what he and everyone around him did to save that club is enormous. So well done, Chiggy, and as you know, I mean, I want Port to win this weekend, but for Chiggy and Peter Carey and all the great people at Glenelg, I hope it's a good weekend for them too.
It'd be good for the SANFL, wouldn't it? And it's going to be a great game as well with that many people there. Good stuff. Get down. I went to the Port Sturt one a couple of years ago, and that was awesome as well.
So it'll be a big weekend. So good luck to the Bays, and as I said, to Chiggy and all the great people down there at Glenelg. They've done a huge job. Now, tell me about this big fight.
Well, this is going to be huge. Bustling Barry Hall and Cronulla captain and Paul Gallen, who NRL, if you don't know, he was State of Origin captain for many years. He's a big man. He's been boxing for probably 5 or 6 years now. Barry Hall was a junior Australian champion, and he is massive at the moment. I saw him a couple of weeks ago, so I reckon he's been training for this one. They are going to fight. That is what's talking about in November. So this will be ginormous. I can't wait for that.
Redbacks batsman Travis Head is vowing to win his spot back in the Test side for the home series against Pakistan. So good luck to Travis there. Adelaide United to face Central Coast Mariners at Gosford for the FFA Cup semi-final. And I just want to mention Robert Odie this morning, Roo.
Yes.
An absolute legend in South Australian football.
What a great fella.
Great fella, just has helped so many people in his lifetime, and I was lucky enough to meet him through my good friend Roger Rashid, because Robert Odie was also a very, very good tennis player and tennis coach here locally, but just a real infectious character, and one of those people that wanted to talk footy to you just 24 hours a day.
I worked at the SANFL as a coach with Benny Hart the first year I come down, and he was there. And I just remember him smiling all the time, and I just remember him eating finger buns at lunch all the time. He used to love a little finger bun.
But didn't he like
cream.
Talking footy?
Oh, yeah. Just a big smile.
Non-stop.
Thoughts with his family.
A true legend here in South Australia. That's our look at sport. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Oh, you're funny about your story about Rotary. Up next, It's...
Gee, the weather today is going to be a bit hairy out there. They're talking it's 30 degrees, but... Big dust storm on the way, they reckon, right?
Yeah, well, there's hadn't been much rain. We're in the middle of a drought, plenty of wind. So, yeah, drive carefully, please. And if you're going to pull over, get way off the roads.
Mm.
Hey, Powerball, tonight, $150 million. We're going to chat to a mathematician up next. But he's the opposite of a mathematician, Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber.
What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You beauty! Glass half full, Jim Carrey.
That's the attitude you need for tonight. We'll talk more about Powerball in just a moment. Ruined It's here on Triple M. A special day in Australia far as Powerball's concerned, Roo. From Lotteries and the Keno office, Lauren Cooney joins us. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Now, you know, when we hear it's going to be $150 million, is that the exact amount? Or if you sell more tickets today, does it go up at all? How does it work?
Obviously, it's an advertised jackpot tonight of $150 million.
Yeah.
But if you can remember in January, we did have a $100 million jackpot advertised for Powerball. And we actually saw that Division 1 winner come out with $107 million.
Okay.
And that was purely because the participation levels from people across the country were so high that it pushed that jackpot prize up an extra $7 million. So certainly, if that happens once again, we will see that Division 1 prize pool expand even further.
Yeah, Lauren, I was a bit surprised. I just read last week at Jackpotted, but you still paid out $51 million to all the other divisions.
Absolutely. The prizes from Division 2 to Division 9 are always a significant amount, and we do always see those Division 2 players walk away with tens of thousands of dollars as well.
Where does it come in at? What's the lowest I can get? Is it how does it work?
So you do need the seven number from the main barrel and then the all-important Powerball number to score Division 1. One thing we do always recommend to players is if you're interested in taking home Division 1, to get yourself a power hit entry. The entry that guarantees you that all-important Powerball number.
Right.
So if we look back on the previous weeks that we've seen this jackpotting, we'll be able to see that those Division 2 players actually could have walked away with a multi-million dollar prize if they had had a power hit entry.
Lauren, I'll keep going. Sorry.
And so they would have walked away with a Division 1 prize. Say they had that Powerball entry and not missed out that Powerball number. Mm. So our advice certainly is today, if you're thinking about walking away with Division 1, get yourself a power hit.
Okay, all right. I'll be doing that.
When I win tonight, Lauren, and I go and collect my ticket, and you know, if I haven't even checked it yet, do you just get told at the checkout that, oh, you've just won 100, or do you get taken away? Because I don't want to faint and fall over or anything like that when I win 150. And I don't want anyone to know, by the way.
We certainly want to deliver that news to you in a quiet space. And also, you know, when you're sitting down, we definitely take that into mind.
Right.
And So if you had a Division 1 winning entry tonight and your entry is registered, we will be in the office straight after the draw, ready to reach to any Division 1 winners. And then if your Division 1 winning entry isn't registered, we will have to wait for you to check that ticket.
Okay.
And when you do check your ticket, if you check your ticket at a retail outlet, it will simply just come up with, you've won a prize, contact the head office.
Okay.
Don't say the amount.
All right, Lauren, good.
You know, there'll be no confetti falling from the sky or anything like
now,
that.
Now, Lauren, if I win tonight and you need to contact me, I'll be at the pub, all right?
Okay. Well, just make sure you answer.
All right, I will. Now, my final question is, $100 million or $150 million, how do you pay it? Would you get paid in installments over the next 10 years, or do you just get one big check? How does that work?
So we always give our Division 1 winners just a bit of a provisional period of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So the prize will be paid in 2 weeks' time.
What?
That gives them time to, you know, calm down, think about
their
first move is.
Work out who your real friends are, how to get away from your wife.
Quit your job.
Oh, gee.
Yes, that prize will be paid as soon as they claim, in 2 weeks in one lump sum.
Because
I'll just have it in hundreds.
Yeah, I'll have it in 50s. Yeah, thanks. You can just start shelling them out. Yeah.
All right, Lauren.
We don't pay cash, unfortunately.
Oh, no, come on. All right. Thanks, Lauren, and have a great day with it. It's very exciting.
Thank you so much. Have a great day and good luck.
Good on you. Lauren Cooney from the Lotteries and Keno Office.
Do you want it in monthly installments or do you want a big fat
It'd make
check.
More sense just to hold a bit back, I think.
Just give me $10 million a year for 15 years, please.
Roo and Ditz here on Triple M. Hey, in a moment, something very, very serious. Roo spent yesterday at the funeral of Danny Frawley. He'll tell us all about that next. Roo, you flew out yesterday after the show and attended the funeral of Danny Frawley.
Yep, sure did. It was a great funeral. A lot of laughs and a lot of tears and a lot of people paid their respects to Spud.
Danny came to St Kilda well prepared. He ran up Mount Warren Heap every day. His brothers played for East Ballarat, and after a good performance, the coach said, "Are there any more home like you?" The boys replied, "There's one younger brother, but he's bloody no good, useless." Little did they know.
He was the best type of captain, the one that you'd look up to with respect and adoration. He was literally one of a kind, the best kind.
Danny would attack everything like a human tornado, from arranging functions to help us all get together, to lifting training standards. Funnily enough, he was actually a supremely fit athlete, to being front and centre at club fundraisers when our club was almost broke.
He coaches to lots of wins and a few more losses, went far beyond the scoreboard. He was a very good coach. In some ways, he was ahead of his time. We loved him.
He was magnetic because you just wanted to be around him. I loved working with him. I loved his company. I just loved him.
Spud, you were a beautiful man who I cared about deeply. What I'd give to just have one more conversation, brother.
What has been really obvious and is from the day I've met him is he loved his mates. He loved his Bungaree mates. He loved his St Kilda mates. We were sick to death of hearing about Lowy and Banger and Plugger. He loved his mates at Fox and Triple M and SEN. He loved his bike riding and he loved all his mates in the horse fraternity. He loved those boys, but he loved his girls more than anything.
Don't count the years, make the years count. That's how we should remember our Spud.
Beautiful. Among some of the others there, you heard Michael Roberts and Robert Harvey, Wayne Campbell, Jason Dunstall, Gary Lyon, and there were other speakers on the day, Roo, as well.
Yeah, lots of fun and quite a bit of serious stuff as well, a lot of emotion. As you could understand when someone dies, you know, when you least expect it. So I think it makes you want to be a better person when you go to a funeral like that, because how much people loved him. You know, he brought fun to the room, and I think you underestimate how important that is, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's when you're a coach. And that's what Spud did. He was a professional. I mean, no one trained harder, no one prepared harder for Triple M. I think people that listened to Danny Frawley on the Saturday Rub probably just thought they were just winging it. But there was a lot of preparation that went into Spud, the media personality. He wasn't the funny media personality he was without putting in a hell of a lot of work into that. But he just made people laugh, and he made people want to be around him. And his daughters were speaking yesterday about life around their dad. And look, he wasn't perfect, like no one is, but he tried to bring fun into the family all the time. And all these players that played under him, there's so many players there that just said, you know, how much fun he was as well. So, yeah, makes you want to be a better person, better dad, better mate, better work colleague. So, yeah, it was a good day. Well done, Spud.
Still just very, very hard to understand. It really is. Yep. But anyway, good on you, Roo, and so good that you got to go there. Roo and Ditz here on Triple M.
He's one of our metros and has vowed to never miss an episode of The Bachelor.
Welcome to Season 7 of The Bachelor.
So who else to give us a better review?
The Bachelor is Lord of the Flies for women. Imagine being at Henley, the seagulls fighting over a chip.
I'm Roo and Ditz for breakfast. It's time for Batchy Chat with Flack.
That's my favourite line. Seagulls fighting over a chip. How are you, Flack?
Boys, we are at the preliminary final of The Bachelor.
Right.
At the start of last night's episode, there was three left.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, the science smarty. Helena, the one who walked out and came back.
Yep.
And Abby, the randy one. Yeah. The first date shows Matt at peak flog.
Matt pulls up in a white Porsche.
Right, yeah. A white Porsche to mm-hmm. a date. All right, mate. Mm. But then it didn't work out so well when he went to leave.
Oh, no. I might have just locked the keys in the car. I didn't. I actually just don't know how to open it.
I don't know about you, but it makes me feel so much better. I really love when good-looking people look like idiots. It's pretty much why I watch Fox Footy for Roo special comments.
Oh no.
Shit,
that's below the belt.
Sorry.
This is your last segment.
Then they go on a seaplane with Chelsea, and she just can't believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
This bad boy coming.
Really?
This sucker coming in right
now.
Oh
my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh my God. Really? Yes, really?
Really?
She sounds like the seagull.
Yeah.
Now, throughout the date, he's throwing out numbers with a plan for a bit of a surprise at the end.
You need to crack into the safe. I've got an equation that you need to solve.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No. I know what you really like to do.
Wow. As my eyes start glazing over and I get out my glasses and the calculator, we work out these numbers for the date.
So the code is an equation, and it's basically some numbers from our first, second and today's date that are arranged in a certain way that once you calculate the answer to this equation, that number will crack the code to the safe.
This is a date, bloody Da Vinci code.
Correct.
I mean, it sounds fun now, but imagine pulling this in 10 years.
Yeah.
Matt, just give me the damn code. I'm over it, all right?
Exactly.
Enjoy your Mensa babies anyway, you two. Then we're on to the date with Abby, the randy one. And look, there's a bit of sexual chemistry.
Sexual chemistry is the most important thing to me in a relationship, and Matt and I have it in spades.
So that's the most important thing. That's all she's after.
Well, if you watched it last night, Rue, you would have put your eyes over all six of your kids, your hands over their eyes, because it was...
I saw this, because I don't normally watch, but I was watching last night.
No.
We had a house full of people last night.
I just happened to see it.
The beach romp.
Just walking past the TV.
She was attacking him.
Yep.
And then actually said, I just want sex right now. Didn't she? Something like that.
She said,
disgusting.
She did. Okay, yeah. Bruce.
Sort of TV
show.
I will
be watching
this
tonight.
She was on top of him. 7:30. She was on top of him riding on the beach. Honestly, she looked like Michelle Payne on a Melbourne Cup winner. It was pretty hardcore, and even I had to close my eyes. But then it comes down a little bit.
I know you're lying.
Today's date is going amazingly well. Just wait till she sees what's coming up next.
I know it came up all right.
I was going to say that, yeah. Gee. We all know what came up. I mean, am I right? And finally, the woman that kind of goes home at the end, and she should have gone home last week. She's a bit too straighty 180. She goes on a date with Matt. It's Helena, and he speaks some Spanish with her.
Mi corazón sonríe cuando estamos juntos. El tiempo se para cuando estoy contigo.
Yeah, here's a line for you. Usted está solo aqua para seguidores de Instagram.
What?
She's only on it to get more Instagram followers. And she went home. We're down to the grand final tonight at 7:30.
Who's going
to
win?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, she favourite?
I bet my whole sports bet account on
it. Why is that?
I thought
Abby's the one that keeps riding him and wanting sex. I thought he's right into her, isn't he?
All right, I'm going to say something that could get me into a lot of trouble with women. Chelsea's the one you take home to meet your mum.
Right.
Abby's the one you go and have a fun weekend with.
Right. No, I think you've summed it up. No, you've summed it up beautifully.
How I see it.
Yep. Right.
Get on Chelsea in more ways than one.
To back, Chet Backer. That's
yeah,
what I meant.
Good on you, Flack.
Thanks, boy.
Drew, as you know, all too often we speak about high school mass shootings in the United States.
Yep.
So, I don't know who made this advert, but the authorities, the people that know, have put together an ad. And it has gone incredibly viral right around the world, millions and millions of views. But the interesting thing about it is the Americans are all up in arms. They're all complaining about it.
About what?
Because it's too graphic. It's too in your face. Let's just play a little bit of it now.
These new sneakers are just what I need for the new year.
This jacket is a real must-have.
My parents got me the skateboard I wanted. It's pretty cool.
These scissors really come in handy in art class.
These colored pencils, too.
These new socks? They can be a real lifesaver.
And I finally got my own phone to stay in touch with my mom.
Now, it says in letters on the screen, just at the end there, it's back to school time, and you know what that means. In other words, you need to be aware. And so what you couldn't see there, because we're on radio, obviously, is when he says these are the best, you know, these sneakers are really good, he's running because there's a shooter taking place.
Yep.
The kid that says, yeah, I really like my skateboard, he's smashing a window open with his skateboard to get out of the building.
Yep.
Little girl says, these scissors are really handy. She's protecting herself, standing behind a door, protecting herself. The girl that says, these socks come in handy. She's helping a friend who's been shot.
Yep.
She's tying the sock around the girl's leg to stop the bleeding, and it goes on. And right at the end there where you hear the footsteps, there's a little girl in a toilet on her phone messaging her mum saying, I love you, mum. And then she hears the man come into the toilet. It is really, really graphic stuff, Roo. And I think the difference is that us as Australians, you've just watched it and I have, and we're sort of thinking, well, this is necessary. You need something as graphic as this to wake people up and to actually enlighten them and say, we've got to prevent these school shootings. Yet everyone in America is saying, you can't put that on TV. That's way too graphic.
Mm. Yep. It just adds to the intrigue of Americans,
and
doesn't it?
And how they think.
And how they think. It's too graphic, but yeah, let's allow guns and let's have, just an insane amount of murders in America.
But for anyone listening this morning, seriously, it's worth looking at because I think it's a really well-made ad, but it is confronting and it is a bit in your face. But if you're interested, have a look.
Wonder when it'll change, Dits. Doesn't look like it at the moment.
No, ruined Dits on Triple M. Ruined Dits here on Triple M. All thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up some Ego UV skin lotion from Chemist Warehouse this week and collect your 2019 limited edition season medallion from the AFL. Hey, Alice has come bounding into the studio. I haven't seen her this excited in months, and she's licking her lips. What's this all about, Alice?
Well, in America, KFC have just announced a new thing on their menu.
Oh, are you still an ambassador?
Right.
I should be. You know what? The amount of times I talk about it or eat it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. What's the new thing they've got?
Okay, so picture a burger.
Mm.
It's a piece of fried chicken in the middle.
Mm.
But instead of the two sides where the bun would be, the bun are actually Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh,
I know.
You've made that up. What are you getting excited about it?
Well, they've just released it in America this week, and apparently the sales have just gone bazunta.
Yeah, but
so they're saying it could be released in Australia.
But a Krispy Kreme donut would be really, really sweet.
Yes.
And then you've got a chicken schnitzel in the middle.
Well, yeah, it's like a piece of the
that can't
original
work, surely.
Chicken. Oh, it'd be so good.
Oh, no.
It actually would be.
What about bazillions? How about bazillion
that
calories?
That is like the best thing. You always talk about your wine palate. When you have that salty and sweet at the same time, it's next level.
That works, does it?
Oh, phenomenal.
No.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter on apple.
You actually have a problem, Alice. Seriously. I think you do genuinely have it. Oh. Are you addicted to junk food?
No, I just love it.
I just love it. So you would seriously see yourself eating a piece of fried chicken inside two donuts?
Yes.
That's disgusting. Far
as out. If you wouldn't.
That is disgusting. Oh, no, I wouldn't.
I saw Roo on the walk we did the other day. We got given a Krispy Kreme donut, and Roo was like, it's just so good. It melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it's about me first or second one I've ever eaten at Krispy Kreme.
But imagine that with fried chicken at the same time.
No. Not going down that track.
No. That is just
so
obscene.
So good.
No, you can't have that.
I used to get raw bits of pasta and put them in my tonic water. And the tonic water acid, like, kind of cooks the pasta, so you end up with this, like, pasta that has absorbed all the tanginess of the tonic water. That's really weird. I can't believe I just admitted that.
What?
What do you mean? You cooked your pasta
in it? Are you pregnant?
No. This is ages ago. I've done it all my life.
God. This is just
weird. It doesn't cook, though. It goes a bit al dente.
What other wacky food combos do you get into?
Well,
Alice?
Mal and I were just talking. We dip our fries in our soft serve sundaes at Macca's.
What?
No. Mel, please admit to
Mel,
this.
Mel, you're going downhill as royal.
I love that I've just dragged you in with me here.
I'd like to say I did this in high school.
Oh, come on.
Right.
Actually, no, I've done it.
What did you do?
So you dip your fries, your Macca's fries, beautiful, salty, delicious Macca's fries into your chocolate sundae or your soft serve.
But again, that's
it's
a salty
perfection.
Thing into a sweet thing.
Exactly.
And that works, does it?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. 100%.
Nutella on a Jats cracker.
I can't believe this.
I think this is just our segment now.
Keep going. What else? I've seen, it's got to be something with peanut butter. You've always got your finger in a peanut butter jar.
Yeah, I put peanut butter on everything. Peanut butter on a crispy green apple. It's really good because you've got like the sweetness and the sourness of the apple, but then the smoothness and the saltiness. Oh my God, my mouth is actually salivating.
Oh, gee.
It's so good.
Your mouth is salivating.
So good.
So you have vegetables and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Fruit and peanut butter.
And I also like, Jack's I hate
biscuits
tomatoes.
And Nutella.
But I love tomato sauce on everything, like on my scrambled eggs. I'll coat it in it. I hate onion, but I eat pickled onions out of the container and then drink the vinegar sauce that it's in.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
You've gone too far.
You're drinking the pickled onion juice.
No. Joel saw me do that once after we've been dating for 3 weeks.
How does your backside go after that?
It's fine. It's so vinegary and like to send your whole mouth in right now. I'm
like, what are you hungry?
No, my mouth is going all funny thinking of all these favourite flavours.
Righto, we've got some callers here. I think we should take some weird food combos.
You got any weird ones, Ru? I just eat normal things.
I've told you, I put pasta sauce on everything. Yeah. That's about all I do.
But that's good.
Yeah, a bit different, but
I wouldn't put it on my muesli, but.
No. 133353. If you ring through and tell us your weird food combos, you're going to win a Powerball ticket for tonight's $150 million draw.
Ru, this segment coming out could actually be good. It might turn me off eating for a long, long
time.
Yeah,
exactly right. After what Alice just told us, 133353, give us a buzz. Not only will you tell us your weird food combo, you'll win a Powerball ticket in tonight's $150 million draw. Let's head to the Barossa. G'day, Jody.
Hello, how are you?
What are you up to with your food, Jody?
Not me, it's my mum. She eats apricot jam on her Metwurst on toast.
On Metwurst?
Oh, no.
Wow.
No. That can't work, surely. Have you tried it, Jody?
No.
And for good reason, I think.
That is a different combo, yeah. Jody.
All right, Jody, you're in the Powerball draw tonight. Well done.
Let's go to Parafield Gardens. G'day, Greg.
How you going, guys?
What's your food combo?
Vegemite on toast dipped in the Milo.
No. Oh, did we have this the other time?
I spoke to Diddy too about it.
Oh, you did. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I haven't tried it yet, but we'll get Alice too because she's always got Milo not far
away from it. When I was younger, I definitely would dip my toast and Vegemite into my tea or coffee, I think. I have done that.
Yeah, just not into
but
a
not
Milo tin.
No, it's a bit sweet, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
You're in the Powerball draw, Greg. 133353, weird food combinations. Give us a buzz.
Oh, the weird things people eat, Ru. I cannot believe what we're hearing here this morning.
Yeah, exactly right. What you can get out of people when you give them a Powerball ticket, Dits. Let's go to Fullerton. G'day, Shannon.
Hey, g'day, mates. From the States down south, we eat chicken and waffles with maple syrup on it. So a chicken with in between a Krispy Kreme donut sounds great. A couple years back, the craze was a burger, a full burger in between a glazed donut.
No.
So the chicken was only inevitable.
good on you, Shannon.
Well done. You've got a Powerball ticket.
Yeah, good luck tonight. Yep. Let's go to Williston again. G'day, Amanda.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. What do you like eating?
No, it's my husband. He loves peanut butter and bacon toasted sandwiches.
Peanut butter and bacon.
Well, when he's hungover?
Yeah, he reckons it's like a satay.
Right.
It probably is, yeah. Well, yeah, now you think about it, you have peanut sauce on chicken satays, don't you?
You do.
When you go to a Thai restaurant.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Really
actually,
good.
Actually, it starts to make sense now.
Let's have
peanut
one.
Peanut sauce is beautiful.
Peanut butter and bacon. Yeah. That sounds good. Let's go to Dernancourt. G'day, Craig.
How are you, boys?
What do you eat?
Vegemite and apricot jam on multi-grain toast.
Oh,
absolutely magnificent.
No.
How did you try that for the first time? What were you thinking?
It's come down through the family. My grandfather did it and my father did it.
Right.
And I'm passing it on to my son.
Oh, what a great tradition, yeah, Craig. Yeah. Really good stuff for the family catch-up. Let's go to North Haven. G'day, Rosie.
Good morning, boys. Well, I tell you what, I love Beerenberg chili pickled onions with ice cream.
Oh, my
no.
God. What's
no,
wrong
no,
with
no,
you?
No.
Oh, no, this is good because I thought the other coolers were good, but I think I'm normal.
You're normal eating pickled onions and ice cream.
Oh,
well, it started when I was pregnant with my son. I've kept the tradition going, and I don't know why. I just love it.
Pickled onions and ice cream.
I won't be trying any of these in a hurry, I can tell you. Now, all of these people, Ru, have got tickets in Powerball, so thanks for calling in.
Well, hopefully they win. That'd be great. Yep. We are not far away from Limo joining us, and then the Angels.
Ru and Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
Limo!
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Good morning, Limo.
Great to be
Limo,
with you guys.
I want to start by giving you a massive compliment. I watched Utopia last night.
Oh, yes.
You are, this is absolute sincere. You are brilliant. Your acting is very, very good.
Oh, well, thank you, Dits. Thank you, mate.
No, it was good. I enjoyed it last night. It was good.
It's a really fun show. I appreciate it. And the people are just loving this season of Utopia.
Yeah.
It's really getting a lot of good feedback. And for some people, it's a little too close to the bone.
Yeah.
Some people just can't watch it because it's too true.
Yeah. Too true.
What our politicians are like. And Dits, I'm surprised that you saw it because I heard earlier this morning that you're a massive fan of The Bachelor. And they were on at the same time.
No, that's not quite true. I was forced because we had a house full of people watching it.
Oh,
and I think the same thing's going to happen tonight as well.
All right, but thank you, mate. Three episodes of Utopia left, ABC, Wednesday night.
Limo, it's hard to believe Ditz has only got one television in his house. Surely the man of him would have two, wouldn't he? And he could, if he wanted to, go to another TV and watch another show.
One TV, we all stay together, you see.
You've just got one TV.
Yes.
A sports lover like you.
I know.
It is hard to believe.
Yeah. I think he's got a couple, Limo. He just chooses to watch Bachelor.
He's got a secret little man cave that's recording The Bachelor so we can watch it again later on. Now, you guys were talking about dodgy foods just a moment ago, and you had an American caller who mentioned waffles, a waffle and chicken burger with maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very healthy.
Mm. You know, and we all go, but I thought, isn't it funny how culturally you accept different foods? Like in Adelaide, we think nothing of chucking a pie in a pea soup.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
With tomato sauce.
To the rest of the world.
Tomato sauce on top.
That is the stupidest meal ever invented. But come on, it's a pie floater. What are you talking
about? Exactly. It's got a name.
Yeah. I once, my best ever was when I was living in a share house in Fitzroy in Adelaide. Fitzroy, which is in between North Adelaide and Prospect. We one night had no food in our house at all except for rice.
Rice.
And Gravox. So I prepared for dinner rice with gravy on it.
Good combo. Oh, what an economical option.
We were living the life.
That wouldn't actually come up too bad.
Oh, look, it filled a gap.
Chips and gravy are good enough, so rice and gravy can't be too far off.
Mind you, we only had rice and gravy in the pantry. We had 72 stubbies in the fridge.
Priorities.
We really got our priorities right. Now, guys, did you hear earlier, Emma in the news was talking about the midwinter ball in Canberra last night.
Yeah.
That the politicians hold every year.
Yeah.
Just first things first, midwinter ball. We're 2 weeks into spring.
Yeah.
And they're holding midwinter ball. But anyway, let's not get too bogged down in that fact. Now, are you guys across the story about Scott Morrison, 1997, Cronulla Sharks lost the NRL grand final. He went out and partied a bit too hard.
Yes.
Ended up at a Macca's in Engadine in Sydney.
Yes.
And had a little accident in his pants.
Followed through.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, he said they didn't have a drive-through, but they did have a follow-through that night.
Can happen, though, Limo. It can happen.
It happens to the best of us. Happens to the Prime Minister.
Exactly.
This is a bloke Bill Shorten couldn't beat. A bloke who dropped one of his duds in a Macca's in 1997.
Anyway. But doesn't that make you relate to him more? We like him even more.
I'd say it's the most relatable thing Scott Morrison's ever done.
That's right.
So, this rumour's been around for a while. People have been trying to confirm. He addressed it last night at the midwinter ball. Now, this is where, and again, Emma played a bit of this in the news, where the politicians try and be funny. It tends not to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But Scott Morrison addressed this, the Engadine Macca's 1997. Did he or did he not drop one in his duds?
What really happened at the Engadine McDonald's in 1997? It will remain the mystery of the ages.
Oh, teaser.
Not according to his cleaning lady. It's very clear.
She's got the evidence, has she?
So, guys, if ever, next time you get Scott Morrison on, I'm sure you'll be chatting to him at some point.
Yeah.
Just open up with the Engadine Macca's. So can we just clear something up, starting with your box shorts.
Yeah. Start with your job. All right, Limo, good work, mate.
All right, good on you guys.
Catch you next week.
Ruined Ditz's Angels coming up next.
Ladies. Ruined Ditz for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Ruined Ditz Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruined Ditz.
Mel the Button Pusher, Alice the Wag, and Emma G. What's after 9 o'clock, Emma G?
Oh, just a theme train, Ditz.
Righto. What do you mean, just a theme train?
just something different.
Just a theme train.
Nah, it's a very clever one today, actually. You're going to like today's theme, yes.
As opposed to the other days.
Particularly clever today.
Right, okay.
And if you guess it, you get a lotto ticket. Emma's doing every caller as well.
Righto.
Just a fun fact for
you. Bridezillas. This comes up all the time, but we saw this article yesterday, Alice. We were reading this, weren't we? And this is just ridiculous. This woman has basically said, I've got my list, which I hate for a start. Anyway, when you get invited to a wedding and people say, I'll go to such and such and buy from my registry list.
You don't like that?
I think it's a bit rude to say that, but I know everyone does it. On her list, the cheapest item is $500. Cheapest item, $500. And she says things like this, Only clothes from Calvin Klein, please, Moschino or Nora's. Any Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses. Other purses are allowed, but please consult me first.
Oh, come
this is true.
On.
This is absolutely serious. Alice, we were reading this, weren't we?
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
She sounds like a mole.
To all those coming to my wedding, there's a list of gifts you can bring. You must choose from the list or consult me first. There are no exceptions.
Oh, my God.
This is the stuff this girl is saying. Have you ever heard anything so ridiculous?
What's her name? Alice Jane.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Mel, surely you can't be doing this for your wedding, surely.
Absolutely not. You can have a gift registry because that actually makes it simple for a lot of people, which is fabulous. But you should also let people do exactly what they want if they don't want to get you a vacuum cleaner or a plate or whatever else you've found in Myers or wherever you've registered your thingamajigo. Yeah, it's not right to dictate terms, I don't think.
But this can't be that fair dinkum, can you?
No, these are some of the things. And she keeps putting in brackets things like there are no exceptions.
Imagine marrying that.
Absolute cow.
Where is she from?
Any KitchenMaid appliance must be over $350. I don't want regular kitchen items like an apron or a spatula. I'm talking about a stand mixer or a blender. Etc. Etc. I would just.
We need to find the husband.
So, Rue, years ago,
he'd be no good.
Like I remember once a group of my friends got together and we bought like a $900 or $1,000 barbecue. So let's say 10 couples got together.
Yeah, that's a
good
way
of
doing
it. Well, that will be a great thing. You know, a young couple moving into their new house, they'll use a barbecue a lot.
What if they've already got one there?
Well, you've got them a better one. Alice, what do you think about all this?
This makes me so angry because this year we actually have 8 weddings to go to. So we're in the midst of it.
God,
right?
You're popular.
I know.
8 weddings?
Wow. I know,
who the hell has 8 weddings in a year?
No, not the same person, 8 different weddings.
I know that. Oh. You're going to 8 different weddings.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. But so it's so.
How did you dare say that?
That was so confusing.
All right.
Okay, are we there?
Yeah.
So it's already so expensive because a couple of them in Melbourne. So you've already got
flights. Oh, you need a new dress for everyone.
Yeah, dress. You got to get ready. Right, you've got to
get ready.
But then you've got the hen's party as well. So I got invited to a hen's party the other day. $150 for a wine tour.
What?
Plus you've got to get the gifts. So
another dress.
Yeah. And that's another, that it sounds silly, but it's so much money. And weddings are costing us about $1,000 per wedding at the moment.
Kidding.
And we've got 8 this year.
That's crazy. See, and this is again where if let's say the girl we're just reading this stuff out from, if she was decent, let's say Alice was her friend, you'd ring Alice and go, look, I know you're coming from Adelaide. You've got to fly over. Don't get me anything. I'm just so happy that you're here.
Yeah. Like flights is the present.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your presence is the present.
Yeah. Emma G, you'd get to go to the big fat Greek wedding, wouldn't you?
All the time. Yeah. And they can be very expensive. I support the idea of a registry. I think that's a good idea because at least you're getting them something that they want. But if you're making a registry, you have to cater for everybody. So you could put items from little like utensils and things that are like $6 up to really expensive things. And if people wanted to, they can decide how much money they're spending based on their own circumstances. You should just be happy that they're coming to your wedding.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Rue, I met Fernando the other day.
Oh, did you?
Oh, hang on. Are you going to air with Fernando information?
Oh, well, they're settled now. They're all lovey-dovey.
Oh, it's actually official.
It was like watching The Bachelor the other night. They're down at the Grand after the walk. Over each other. Yeah.
Oh, she needed a cuddle after.
Oh, my God.
Now, Emma G, I'm sure he's not.
Well done, Em.
And Rue, he's got the, I'm from Spain, you know, the accent. I've got the accent. So he's not, is it real or is he just putting that on?
It's real.
You sure?
He's true blue from Brazil.
Is he true blue Brazil?
So his name's not really John from Athelston
Bruce.
Or something. Yeah, Bruce.
Not that I'm aware of.
You didn't fall for, you know, that old trick?
No, he's great.
There
righto.
Shut up, Emma G. Another one.
I'll move on. Righto. Ruined It's on Triple M. Ruined It's here on Triple M on this Thursday morning, 8:32. Now, you would have heard the warnings all morning about this dust storm that's on the way.
Yes.
They're saying it's going to be unbelievable. All the wind coming off the northern part of the state.
Well, exactly right. You can see out there now. It's coming from the north, and we know that the north of South Australia is in severe drought.
Yep.
And this happened to me only a couple of months ago, coming back from Port Augusta. All of a sudden, could not see 20 metres in front of the car. Super dangerous.
Yep.
And you got to get off the road and you got to do it safely. When there was an accident not long ago, it's, I think it was up Truro Way, where they just pulled,
you're right,
pulled up in the middle of the
two
road.
Two trucks collided, didn't they? Yeah.
Horrible, horrible stuff. So please be careful, everyone.
Police
today
have said that you, it could get to the point, like Roo said, where you may not be able to see. So pull over because it'll blow over,
yep,
in time, and just wait.
Yep.
You can't see. You can't be driving. There's no doubt.
Yep.
Ruined it's on Triple M. Roo, tell me about your day yesterday over in Melbourne.
Yeah, Spud's funeral. It was fantastic. It was very emotional. It was a lot of fun as well. And here's a bit of a snapshot.
Danny came to St Kilda well-prepared. He ran up Mount Warren Heap every day. His brothers played for East Ballarat. And after a good performance, the coach said, "Are there any more home like you?" The boys replied, "There's one younger brother, but he's bloody no good, useless." Little did they know.
He was the best type of captain, the one that you'd look up to with respect and adoration. He was literally one of a kind, the best kind.
Danny would attack everything like a human tornado, from arranging functions to help us all get together to lifting training standards. Funnily enough, he was actually a supremely fit athlete. To being front and centre at club fundraisers when our club was almost broke.
He coaches to lots of wins and a few more losses, went far beyond the scoreboard. He was a very good coach. In some ways, he was ahead of his time. We loved him.
He was magnetic because you just wanted to be around him. I loved working with him. I loved his company. I just loved him.
Spud, you were a beautiful man who I cared about deeply. What I'd give to just have one more conversation, brother.
What has been really obvious and is from the day I've met him is he loved his mates. He loved his Bungaree mates. He loved his St Kilda mates. We were sick to death of hearing about Lowy and Banger and Plugger. He loved his mates at Fox and Triple M and SEN. He loved his bike riding and he loved all his mates in the horse fraternity. He loved those boys, but he loved his girls more than anything.
Don't count the years, make the years count. That's how we should remember our Spud.
What a profound thing to say at the end there, really.
Yeah,
and,
very,
sounds
very
like
good.
It was a great day.
Great day, a lot of fun and a lot of things to learn out of it, to have as much fun as you can, no matter what you're doing, whether you're on radio, whether you're a coach, whether you're in the workplace or whether you're at home. I think that's what I took out of it yesterday. You can always get caught up in life's serious bits and forget about the best parts of it, and that's having as much fun as you can with your family, with your mates and with your work colleagues. So an awesome day and a great send-off for a ripping fella, and yeah, he's a we need to learn a little bit out of Spud Frawley. You can't assume your mates are always happy and fine, especially even if they say they are. You got to ask the question and then look after them. So a great day.
Good on you, Roo. That's it for us today. We'll be back again Friday morning, tomorrow morning to do it all again. See ya.
Have a great day, everybody.